Hi, this is Sean Sutner, news and features writer for Search Financial Applications. My guest for today's podcast is Jamie Hawkins, president and CEO of Benefit Technology Resources, based in Tampa, Florida. We're going to talk about current trends in benefits administration technology. So glad to have you here.
Great. Thank you, Sean. I'm happy to be here. And benefit administration technology seems to be front and center on a lot of employers' minds. So happy to discuss this topic.
I think it really is. So, Jamie, analytics is one of the hottest trends in benefits administration technology. What's the outlook for analytics in 2017 and beyond? And how are employers using analytics now? And what are they going to be using it for in the future?
Sure. We are seeing employers really try to harness data that they've had and has been siloed in the past. For example, we have a couple of employers we've been working with that have been importing claims data into their benefit administration tool and having it help them drive a better experience for the employees when it comes to decision support tools. So if I'm an employee and I'm enrolling, the decision support help that I'm getting is personalized to me and to my family. And we found that employers that have gone that extra step with decision support really like it. It's very valuable to them. So again, we've seen some good traction there. And I think from a general data analytics standpoint, we are seeing that employers want to embed tools like a Castlight or a provider that's going to give their employees healthcare transparency. And they're trying to embed that in the overall enrollment transaction so that employees are not going to different websites and it's not disjointed. It's much more of a cohesive process for them.
Sure. Okay. So, just not to go into this in depth, but are there any privacy issues that employers or employees should worry about in terms of personalizing, health plans for employees partly based on claims data?
No, it's covered under the same privacy contract regulations that the employer has in place with the technology provider and with their health insurance carrier. So we haven't seen any pushback there. I think everyone understands that it is covered under those same privacy regulations.
Okay, so shifting gears a little bit, can you talk about some of the latest innovations in benefits administration technology, including the rise of APIs and other tools for interoperability or other approaches?
Absolutely. I would tell you that the benefit administration marketplace has talked about APIs and better ways to share data for a long time, and we are finally seeing that come to fruition, which is wonderful. And before, where we would typically see payroll integration or integration with the employer's human capital management system through an inbound and an outbound flat file, we are seeing a lot more opportunities that are available for true real-time integration. And I think a lot of this is being driven by the payroll and the HCM space. Once they develop these APIs that they need for GL integration and integration with other systems, it's easier to push that out to the BIN admin side. And we are finding that the more progressive BIN admin providers realize that helps in a lot of different ways, from data integrity, how that data flows over to the carriers. So we are definitely seeing some improvements there. It's taken a long time, and I feel like the benefit space in general has been slow to adopt, but I feel like we're turning the corner there.
Okay, so I guess the flip side of that is there are some great new technologies, but what are some of the ways that technology is still lacking or needs to catch up as the industry evolves?
Well, I think we still see getting data to insurance carriers as being a difficult part of the process. And to us, it doesn't matter if you have 30,000 employees or you have 1,000 employees. This is still a difficult part in the process. I would say mainly because the health insurance carriers are dealing with legacy systems. They're not on newer, robust technologies. And it is difficult when you are using dated technology to automate all of the steps and the processes. So that's an area that I know continues to cause issues and problems. I wish that I could say we're seeing API integration on the carrier side widely adopted and advances there, but we aren't. And I think what it's really causing these benefit administration providers to do is come up with more automation around a process that isn't necessarily automated well on the other side. So when they're scheduling files, the transparency of those files, the auditing of those files, they're getting a lot better at it because the carrier isn't.
Okay, sounds good. A couple more questions. Just to shift gears again, what are some of the main areas in which employers are outsourcing services, and why is outsourcing becoming so popular?
For us consulting in this space, because several years ago we were not seeing the adoption around outsourcing that we have in the last couple of years. And I believe the reason is HR departments, they have a lot on their plate. They are have moved to more strategic roles, and this benefits piece is still labor intensive, no matter who's handling it, whether it's the provider or the HR team, there's a lot to do. So we are finding that employers would rather save those resources for the strategic aspects of recruiting talented people, retaining talented people, utilizing their ERP platforms, not having people handle the manual task around ben admin. So we've seen a much higher adoption in call center, dependent verification services, leave of absence tracking, and those kinds of services, you know, really wanting the ben admin provider to bring them to the table in addition to the technology.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So we've talked about what employers need and want. What about employees? I mean, what are they looking for out of, on their side out of benefits technologies, benefits administration technologies?
They are looking for more robust tools that give them almost that Amazon-like experience, that are very easy to use, are intuitive, and really bring the mobile experience to the forefront. I know, we're on our phone constantly, and if I can't get what I need off of my phone, sometimes you don't know where to go, okay? It's not on the web. Well, gosh, where is it? So we're seeing that demand for mobile capabilities really drive a lot of decisions today from the employee's perspective. We are also seeing the need for chat features. The millennials and the younger generation want data served up to them different ways. So a lot of the providers have incorporated the ability to chat while you're online if you're struggling. And I just think overall they want a simple, intuitive user experience that gives them information and feeds them information as they need it. And, we all know employers who have older legacy systems because they've had to. They've run very specific parts of their business. And it's interesting when the employees finally start to say, okay, we've had enough. This just isn't working for us. And we're starting to see more and more of that, much more so than we did 5 years ago.
Okay, kind of to wrap things up, what are a couple of the biggest challenges that employers are facing right now when they're trying to provide more personalized benefits, when they're trying to provide those newer mobile technologies for the workforce?
I think it's really that the struggles fall into three buckets when we look at them. One is, how do I communicate this to my employees? Do I leverage my technology to communicate? Am I going to get wide adoption if I do that? do I do it at open enrollment year round? Is there, you know, any special way that I should be communicating? And then lastly, you know, getting data in and out of systems is not always easy when you look at, you know, what are the challenges that our employers facing? They're going to have, you know, certain data that needs to be communicated that may have to do with their human capital management platform. Some may have to do with the employee benefits package and the retirement package. And how do you bring all that together so that employees aren't, you know, having to go to different places to access information, I think is what we're finding. And some employers resort to the old way of communicating information, where we're really trying to encourage them to look at delivering it through technology. They've invested in these technologies that they use, and I think it just makes the experience from a compliance standpoint, but also just the employee standpoint, a lot better when they do leverage their technology.
Well, thank you, Jamie. That was a stimulating discussion. I really appreciate you being here with CERT Financial Applications.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean.